The Associated Press is reporting that French officials say they are now looking for a second person at large who's believed to have been involved in Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. And France's interior minister says there are now more than 100,000 police officers and troops deployed across France.
Joining us now from Paris is NPR international correspondent Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson. Soraya, let's start with the news that authorities are looking for yet another person who took part in Friday's attack. Seven terrorists died during the siege. Now it appears that at least two more got away. How did authorities figure this out, and what do we know about them?
Well, we don't have a lot of details about exactly how they figured this out, but it does turn out that there are at least two fugitives. The second one is still unidentified, and a source close to the investigation tells NPR here in Paris that there could be just more than nine, but in fact more than a dozen people directly involved in the attack.
Wow. Well, at least one of those who is at large, we know his name, Saleh Abdeslam. A Belgian newspaper says two men are being held by police in connection with him. Do we know anything about his whereabouts?
No, the 26-year-old, who's a Brussels native, is still missing. Police are looking for him in Belgium, but it's believed he may have already escaped to Syria. The last time he was seen was when he was stopped and briefly questioned at the border by the French-Belgian border, that is, by police, early Saturday morning, which was just several hours after the attack. Police let him go, unfortunately. They checked his ID, but let him go. His brother, Brahim, was identified as one of the attackers, and he was killed on Friday night in Paris during the attacks. A third brother was released.
Another new development is that French police have found a car that they think is linked to the attacks. It's the third car they've found. How is this one connected?
Well, Abdeslam rented the Renault Clio, which may have been used to bring the attackers to and from Belgium. It's a Belgium-registered car. It was found parked in northern Paris. And after police made sure it wasn't rigged with explosives, they towed it away.
Okay, and what about Abdelhamid Abaoud? He's thought to be the main strategist, the so-called mastermind of this attack in Syria?
Yes, and he's also friends with Abdeslam. He and a Frenchman in Syria are thought to have ordered and basically helped create or organize this attack. Abaoud was born in Belgium and is said to, as I said, to be friends with Abdeslam. Both were involved in gangs there and were jailed in 2010 for armed robbery. He's said to be in his late 20s, and he's supposed to be close with ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And counterterrorism officials say he may be the link between the ISIS group, senior leadership and the operatives in Europe. And it's also important to note that Abaoud is believed to be behind a terrorist cell that police broke up in eastern Belgium in January, and that he's linked to the foiled terror attack aboard a Thales train that was heading to Paris last August.
Wow, so a lot of attacks already under his belt. Do we have any information about the U.S. or other countries sharing intelligence with France that would help them in somehow locating Abdeslam in Syria?
Well, certainly the intelligence failure is something that they've been grappling with here in Europe for a long time. And this is something that's supposed to improve as they're trying to come up with policies, certainly with regards to migrants that are coming into Europe. And now after this, that is supposed to happen as well. But there are a few details on that yet. At this stage, they're still rapidly trying to put together this investigation to find out exactly what happened, how it was able to get so far, especially since a lot of these folks were actually under surveillance already and were known by police.
All right. Well, German police say they've arrested seven people today in connection with the attacks. What more, if anything, can you tell us about what countries other than France and Belgium have done so far?
Well, German police said that they arrested seven people today in connection. They thought they were in connection to the attacks. But it turns out that these two women and five men who were arrested outside a job center near the German city of Aachen, which is close to the Belgian border, were not involved, apparently. They were released a short while ago after the interior minister held a press conference saying it was highly unlikely that they were involved with the Friday night attacks. And what's also interesting is that the minister said that the Syrian passport found with one of the attackers was intended to make Europeans fearful of refugees and migrants who are still coming in very large numbers to Europe.
So intentionally planted the passport in order to turn mood in the West against Syrian refugees. That's interesting. In the few seconds we have left, tell us what the mood is like in Paris now.
Well, it's certainly much more lively on the streets. The rain is sort of keeping some people away, but there are a lot more coming out. It's sort of a defiant mood. There's this movement afoot for people to basically take back the cafes from terrorists. I mean, the idea is that the city should go on and should not.
We will leave it there. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Paris, thanks so much.
You're welcome.